Earl and the Puppy. One day, Earl was visiting the master mechanic. Earl loved to visit the master mechanic because his workshop was 2 stories high. There were shelves along the walls that went to the ceiling and could only be reached by a long, tall ladder. On each shelf was magnificent mechanical devices, jars of different colored liquids, chemicals, special lights, machines that would move periodically as if there was a little battery inside. There were whirligigs that would float up and down in the air above his head, and slow-turning fans that would keep the air moving. The light filtered through the upper stories of the lab and came down in shafts and lit up the magnificent tables that were filled with different kinds of complicated gears and machinery, some with little bulbs, calculating machines, and devices with horns that made sounds, contraptions that made little puffs of smoke, which smelled like roses and other kinds of flowers. And in the middle of this was the master mechanic, who was fiddling away with small tools and turning screwdrivers, using small pliers, and a little device that would come over and help him with its long, tactical fingers and push down things while he turned them. The master mechanic was always building something, and what he was building was always interesting. He liked Earl, and so when Earl would come around, he would explain what he was doing as he worked, how he was tightening this bolt, how he was changing that resistor, how he was adding capacitors, how he was making the transmission line work smoothly, how he would make the transversing mechanism come and go, how the cone and ring on the spindle had to be adjusted just right in order for the threads to spin and crank the intermittent motion. When he was done, the master mechanic would show Earl a lovely machine with yellow and green colored parts, with gears that rolled around inside and pistons that moved up and down, and all did exactly what he wanted. Earl would sit on a stool and watch. He hoped that one day he would be able to do those kinds of things like the master mechanic. On this day, as the sun was shining through the high windows, it was the afternoon, and the master mechanic explained his new machine, the transmogrifier. "Now you see, Earl," said the mechanic, "I built one of these machines for the king, and it would take one animal and turn it into another." "Oh," said Earl, "that's the one that the witch took and was turning those little children into geese." The master mechanic nodded his head. "That's right. I was very sorry about that. I didn't know that she was going to use it for bad purposes, and that's why I kept working on it, and that's why we have this new model, the T-1000. It will turn things back into what they were, so we don't have to worry about that other problem again." "Oh," said Earl, "well, that must be great. Is it hard to operate?" "Well," said the master mechanic, "there are some delicate knobs and calculations you have to do, but no, basically, you push this big blue button, and it'll turn it back into the animal that it was. But I'm going to keep this one locked up, so we don't have to worry about that witch." Just then, there was a knock on the door. The master mechanic cocked his head, looked up, and he could see through a spy hole in the upper story, through a mirror. And that mirror was reflected in another mirror, which aimed at another mirror, which aimed at a little lens so that he could see who was outside the door, but they couldn't see him. The master mechanic's eyebrows shot up when he saw who it was. He said quietly to Earl, "Speaking of the devil, Earl, there's the witch. I wonder what she wants. You had better go hide, Earl. I think she knows about you, and that would make her upset. I try to get along with everybody, and I'm trying to get along with the witch, even though she sometimes turns towards the dark side." With that, Earl got off his stool and went and climbed under a table in between 2 vast jars which hid him from view, and he waited. The master mechanic went and opened the door, and Earl could see the 2 of them talking. The witch soon came walking into the big lab, and Earl could see her long dress and fancy ruby shoes, and behind her the feet of the master mechanic. Earl listened to their conversation. "Oh, Master Mechanic," said the witch, talking very nicely to him, "I'm so sorry that we've had our disagreements. You know, I just didn't really understand that machine. Who would have thought that it would have turned those nice children into geese?"
"Yes," said the Master Mechanic, "but once you had, you sold the geese in the marketplace."
"Oh," she said again, covering her mouth and giggling, "that was a mistake. I thought they were the geese that I had raised outside. Who would have known that they were the ones that had been turned into geese by your machine? Really, Master Mechanic, it's your fault."
"Ah," said the Master Mechanic.
"But let's not worry about that," said the witch. "Tell me, what are you working on? What is this machine over here?" With that, she walked directly over to the transmogrifier and patted it. "Tell me, what is this? It looks awfully like the machine that I had."
"Ah," said the Master Mechanic. He didn't want to tell her because he knew she might use it for bad purposes. Earl thought the Master Mechanic would say something else, but the Master Mechanic was very honest, and he thought good of people. And with that, the Master Mechanic explained to the witch that this was a transmogrifier, the T-1000, which could turn one animal into another and then turn them back.
"Ah," said the witch, "well, I'd like one of these."
"Oh, no," said the Master Mechanic, "these are not for sale. These are for experiments that I was doing to undo bad things that have been done."
"Oh," but the witch said, "I have to have it. Please, sell me just this one machine."
"No," said the Master Mechanic, "I can't do that." As Earl watched, he heard the witch become angry. She explained to the Master Mechanic that he had to sell it to her, that she couldn't live without it, that she would be very upset. Earl had seen people become so upset they threw themselves on the floor and cried. He wondered whether the witch would do that also. But the Master Mechanic kept saying no, and she suddenly, very calmly, said, "Well, at least show me how it works." The Master Mechanic was relieved that she wouldn't insist on taking the machine and said, "Okay, well, here, you open it like this." Earl could hear the clicking sound of the latch as the transmogrifier opened up. "In here, this is where you put the animal," and he pointed down deep into the hole. Then the witch said, "But how do you make it work?"
"Ah," the Master Mechanic says, "the red button turns it into a different animal, which you put on this dial, and the blue button brings the animal and turns it back into what it was."
"Really?" said the witch. "The animal goes in here," and she looked, and then looked at the Master Mechanic and says, "But what is that in the bottom?"
Earl heard the Master Mechanic say something as he was leaning over, looking into the machine. "There's something in the bottom? I don't think so." Then he saw the witch reach out and push the Master Mechanic into the machine. He fell in head first, and as he tried to get out, she closed the top and hit the red button. The witch had turned the Master Mechanic into a goose.
"Ha ha," said the witch to herself, "that will show him to keep the machine to himself." She opened up the top, and there in the bottom was a plump white goose. The witch spoke to the goose. "I told you I wanted the machine, but you wouldn't listen, Master Mechanic. So you're going to stay a goose until I need you as a mechanic, and I'm going to take you and your machine home." She closed the lid, and soon some men came to the shop and picked up the machine and took it out and put it on a cart. As they left, Earl crept out from under the table, looked out of the corner of the window, and he could see the witch telling the men to be careful with the machine and drive it away with the T-1000 and the Master Mechanic as a goose inside. Earl didn't know what to do. What he did know was to keep track of where the witch went and where the Master Mechanic was as a goose. He slipped outside of the lab, and he followed the cart, and the witch seemed very happy. Before she left the village to go home, she stopped at a little pet shop and went inside. Earl crept over and watched her. She was looking at the pets, and she bought a small puppy, and with that, a long red leash, which she put on the collar on the puppy, and she brought the puppy out and got back on the cart. Earl, who had climbed up on the cart and was hiding behind the machine, heard her talking to the puppy, saying, "Oh, you cute little puppy, you're my reward for getting this nice T-1000 and capturing the master mechanic. I'm going to take you everywhere with me." With that, she drove the cart home with the little puppy on a leash sitting next to her, the T-1000 in the back, and Earl hiding behind it. When she stopped, and as she got out, Earl slipped away and hid underneath the cart so that no one would see him. He waited and watched as her helpers took the T-1000 into the house, and the witch went after them. Earl then crept to the window and looked in, and saw the witch open up the machine and let out the goose that was the master mechanic. Earl saw that there were other geese there, which must be some of the geese that the witch had grown and was getting ready for the market. He made sure he could tell which one was the master mechanic, because that goose had one black feather and the others had none. But he had to be careful, because it was easy to miss. He saw the little puppy was barking at the geese, which frightened all of them, and they all moved to the far end of the kitchen. Earl watched the puppy straining against its leash, barking at the geese, and he saw that the goose with the single black feather was looking around, as if he didn't know what it should do. But as he watched, Earl had an idea. He waited for the witch to go outside to pick some vegetables from her garden for dinner. And no sooner had she gone out one door than Earl crept in an open window and moved quietly towards the geese. The goose with the black feather immediately came over to him and was flapping its wings, and he held up his finger to his mouth to say, "Be quiet." The little puppy, which had seen him climb in, was barking madly. Earl knew he'd have to move quickly, so he went over to the little puppy, untied the leash, petted it until it calmed down. He then unclipped the collar from the dog and went over and put the collar around the neck of the goose. That was the master mechanic. He then lifted the goose up and put it in the machine and left the collar and the leash so it would hang out of the machine. And then Earl grabbed the puppy into his arms and went and hid in the dining room under the table, keeping the puppy quiet. And it was just in time, because then the door from outside opened, and in came the witch with carrots and cabbage that she was going to use for dinner. "Here, little puppy, here, little puppy," said the witch, and looked around for the yapping dog, but there was no sound. The witch put the basket down, looked over, and suddenly saw the red leash sticking out of the transmogrifier. She rushed over, looked inside, and saw the leash was attached to a collar around the neck of a goose. "Oh, no," she said, "that little puppy has gotten into the transmogrifier. Somehow the T-1000 went off and has turned him into a goose." With that, the witch set about adjusting the controls the way she had seen them done by the master mechanic, so that it would turn the goose back into what it was, because she liked that little puppy and she wanted it back. When she finished, she closed the lid and pushed the blue button. The transmogrifier started making funny noises, which was the goose changing back into the little puppy, and she'd be so overjoyed when it was done. And when it stopped, she opened the top, and the master mechanic leaped out and grabbed her. Then things happened very quickly. Earl couldn't see everything, but the next thing you know, the master mechanic was calling for him, and so he came out from under the dining room table with the little puppy, who was happy to be there. The witch was tied up in a chair, and the master mechanic thanked Earl for helping turn him back into a man. He was sorry the witch had once again used his machine for a bad purpose. But they took the T-1000 back to his lab, And they turned all the geese that were kids back into children and sent them home, and their parents were happy to see them. And as for the witch, they let her keep the puppy. End of story.